This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Milwaukee schools that bring students back in person will have to follow dozens of safety rules, including 50% capacity limits and tracking COVID-19 cases within the school. The rules come from the Milwaukee Health Department, which released its much-anticipated guidelines for school opening Tuesday. The guidelines apply to K-12 schools, whether public or private. Mayor Tom Barrett said in a press conference that schools are weighing the health concerns of COVID-19 against the social and academic benefits of in-person learning.
The reopening of schools during the COVID-19 pandemic is a complex process, as there must be many considerations, not only for safety, but additional circumstances involving economic hardships, social isolation, and nutritional and developmental wellness.
Milwaukee Public Schools and many independent charter schools are starting the year with virtual learning because of the threat of COVID-19. But some charter and private schools want to bring students back to buildings. In order to do that, they'll need to submit a safety plan that meets the City Health Department's criteria. Phil Lyrer is principal at Wisconsin Lutheran High School, which plans to have about 80% of its students back in person. The rest have opted for virtual learning.
We were happy to receive the guidance because we've been waiting for it to come out. And we had been working on our plan all summer long.
Lyrer says most of the Milwaukee Health Department's guidelines were not surprising. In addition to limiting buildings to 50% capacity, the rules include physical distancing in classrooms and hallways, screening students and staff each day for COVID-19 symptoms, and wearing masks.
It definitely won't be business as usual.
Lyrer says the most surprising part of the guidance is around outbreaks. If there are two COVID-19 cases at a school, a health department official will conduct a safety assessment. Then the school will either be required to test students and staff for COVID-19 or to shift to virtual learning for a period of time.
Two cases is a little surprising that would trigger an inspection. I mean, you have to think about the size of a student body. 100 students and two cases is one thing, but if you're talking about 800 or 900 students, two cases isn't necessarily that much.
Wisconsin Lutheran will have about 700 students and employees in its building, according to Lyrer. Schools would undergo a mandatory 2-week shutdown if 3% or more of a school community tests positive for COVID-19. The health department is requiring schools to plan for 3 phases of learning, all virtual, hybrid, and in-person. That way, if COVID cases increase or decrease, the school can shift to whatever phase is appropriate. During Tuesday's press conference, Mayor Barrett said that the question of how to reopen schools safely fell to local health departments because of a lack of action at the state or federal level to curb the virus.
As we now are in our 5th month of this crisis, this pandemic in our country, we have seen essentially a failure at the federal level to really act. At the state level, we've seen a paralysis, and the paralysis has been caused in large part because of the refusal of the legislature to become engaged in this issue in any fashion, in any responsible fashion whatsoever. What does that mean? That means that all of this has been left to our local health departments.
Now there are just days or weeks before the start of the semester for many schools. Barrett said the health department would work hard to approve reopening plans as quickly as possible. Some Milwaukee schools have already pushed back their start dates because of uncertainty around the coronavirus and the health department rules. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.